Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers, the show in which we try and answer some of life's meaningful and meaningless questions. My name is Marcus. There's Sarah.
I'm here.
And there's Santa Chris.
Upbeat as always, Marcus.
Indeed, I am, despite the circumstances. Yeah. Of course, Christmas in 2020 for many of us has effectively been cancelled. As if this year couldn't get any worse, lots of people have been denied the pleasure of a traditional Christmas time due to the ongoing pandemic. Still, it is the season of goodwill, and the real message of Christmas is perhaps more pertinent than ever. Today, though, we're just really having a chat about the current situation and how we're going to navigate Christmas this year. Little bonus episode, of course. Last week we said that we were going to break, and we thought, well, who better than us? Sarah, quite frankly, to try and lift the nation's mood.
Sort it out.
I mean, I should say there's a few sort of caveats and whatnot. We Chris and I are in London currently in Tier 4. For those outside of the UK, that means, you know, don't even look outside, let alone go outside.
Blackout again.
Keep your curtains closed, exactly. And it's all joking aside, you know, it's quite depressing for a lot of people. You know, people, wherever everybody is, the pandemic's affected everybody. So yes, how are you going to navigate Christmas this year? Sarah, get us off to a cheerful start.
I'll try. So I am very much not having a normal Christmas. I'm living in Wales at the moment, so I'm with my parents, but sadly my sister can't join us. I've never had Christmas without her, so I'm feeling
pretty sad.
All the presents were bought. She'd even, because her boyfriend was supposed to be joining us as well, because they live together. So, you know, we were going to be a bubble. She got all his presents sent here. So we did a mad dash to the post office as soon as we realised what was happening. So we have sent some presents off. But so I think what I've sort of decided is I don't want to try and replicate exactly how we always do Christmas this year.
Interesting.
You know that thing
tactic.
Where, like, you try to hold on to all the same traditions and make it the same, but it's not going to be the same because one of the four of us will be missing.
You didn't want to make an effigy of your sister and blow up a balloon and put a fake mask on it and pretend that she sat there with you and you could, like, eat all her chocolate coins and tell her that you've eaten her stuff and
pretend
like
to feed her some turkey. You know what, maybe I've got a bit of time off now before Christmas. Maybe I'll get to work on the papier-mâché sister.
I wish the listeners could see Marcus's frown at my comment.
What kind of life do you lead,
or
Chris?
Confused.
If someone's not there, let's just make an effigy of them. My goodness. Go around his house.
I can imagine him doing it.
You go around his house, yes. There's Diego Maradona, there's Jimi Hendrix. Take your pick, they're all there.
It's been a bad year.
Oh dear, it's like Madame Tussauds gone wrong. Absolute disgrace.
Yeah, so basically I think I'm just going to try and make a few new traditions. We'll probably, you know, open some presents on Zoom or something. Although, will it hold up? You know, I feel like every man and his dog's going to be Zooming on Christmas Day.
But you think Zoom's going to crash?
I think it might. I genuinely think it might. Well, like, will the internet? I don't know. I'm no kind of technical expert. Will the internet hold up?
Will the internet crash at Christmas? What are you talking about? How can the internet?
I don't think that's unreasonable.
I understand you're in Wales, in a part of Wales. No disrespect to Wales, as in
sounded
you're not in one of the major.
Disrespectful.
You're not in one of the major cities. You're in sort of deepest, darkest countryside or something. You're in a little village, and so I appreciate. It might not be, but the internet's not going to. I mean, how depressing would that be if everyone's like, do you know what? Actually, at least let's watch BBC iPlayer. Oh no, we can't even get that.
Look, Marcus, when you're trying to Zoom me on Christmas Day to show me your presents,
yeah,
you won't be getting in touch because the internet's going to go down. I'm calling it now. I might put a bet on it.
If there's any year it's going to go down, it's going to be this year, and it's going to be on Christmas Day. That would
be able to watch will be the Queen's speech live.
It would be the brandy butter on the pudding, wouldn't it? That would just top off the whole year.
Okay.
Such a 2020 end to 2020.
Yeah. So you're going to open presents on Zoom, providing that the internet doesn't crash.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do?
I am going to take a lot of naps.
Right. You're just going to sleep through it.
Excuse me. I am going to sleep through a lot of it because you know what? I'm exhausted. This year has been so tiring. I work in the news.
You've just been sat around.
Emotionally, I am exhausted. I wasn't even going to take much time off over Christmas because I can work from home. I thought, well, what's the point? But actually, I have taken some time off because I was just like, I just need to rest and just do something mindless. You know, if anyone's got a Netflix series recommendation.
What have you been doing since March? It's exactly the same thing.
I've been working.
Yeah, what I'm witnessing now is Marcus, who has rested, and Sarah, who hasn't. Marcus is like, I've had a lovely old 9 months.
I'm not like a true pastor. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, well done, Chris.
You're welcome.
All right, Chris, what are you doing then?
Well, my plans were cancelled. We were due to go to my in-laws in the Cotswolds, who we'd bubbled with anyway.
You should say you like your in-laws. There was a guy. There was a guy on the BBC News. They were going around doing vox pops the other day, and they were interviewing people in the public, going, well, "What are you going to do for Christmas?" And they were going, "Oh, it's really sad. It's really upsetting, and so on." And like, there's a huge serious side to this, of course. And people were saying it's really upsetting when to do it. I'm not joking. One bloke walking along in, you know, he's obviously like a builder. He's got tracksuit on, paint all over it, and he goes, "Oh, tier four. It's an absolute touch. I was meant to be going around to the mother-in-laws. Now I don't have to. Hey."
It's Chris's alter ego.
Yeah,
love it.
No, yeah. I mean, I love going there. They, you know, it's a lovely, very relaxing, and they really look after everyone very well. But within a couple of hours of the announcement, it was really clear we're in tier four. There's no option. Mm-hmm. So again, a bit like you, Sarah, really, we were decided to, how do we do a new type of Christmas this year? There'd be me, my wife, and our little boy, and we were just like, okay, well, you can't recreate it, but we can still try and make the best of what we've got. And so I don't know, like, we decided we'd do stuff that we hadn't done before, like make ice cream, and we'll make a Bailey's ice cream because it's Christmas in honor of you, Marcus. Appreciate so that. Who, you know, people might not know, Marcus loves a Bailey's.
It's the only alcoholic drink you'll have.
So.
Yeah, because it's more of a dessert, as Peter Kay said. Making ice cream's difficult.
No, well, we're going to cheat. So what we've got is you just do condensed milk. I'm going to buy it. No, condensed milk, some cream, and then you whisk it all up and then you freeze it. Right. And then we'll chuck in a load of Baileys. We did it before. It was lush.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Go on, sorry.
I was going to say, and then I did a coffee one as well, which was equally as fantastic. Oh. It's actually pretty straightforward. So we're just going to do different things than usual.
Are you doing a sermon? It is. Are you doing a sermon over Christmas, Chris?
I'm doing the first one in January, actually, which is like, normally the first one in January is like a bit of an easy win. It's, you know, new year, new you. You talk about kind of, you know, how we all try our best, but ultimately we'll probably fizzle that out and, you know.
Ultimately we'll fail.
All the classics.
Yeah. And that's where you need to action grace. Jesus always forgives you, lucky people. For new listeners, we should say that Chris is a vicar in the Church of England. Recently,
he didn't just do this as a hobby.
Trainee.
So so normally it's an easy win, but this year I can't do that. So I'm really having to dig deep and think and pray and think, okay, well, what is it actually that people need in January this year? Because it's so different from any other January.
You need to bring the joy.
It's a huge disappointment of Christmas.
You need to bring the joy, brother. That's what you need.
Bailey's ice cream.
Yeah. So maybe get a Mirabelle suit and do some dance.
Well, whatever. Shake your money maker.
There you go.
Is what I would say.
Yeah. So our Christmas just looks very different. But like Sarah said, there'll be Zooms. Mm-hmm. We'll do some games on Zoom with family. We selected a Christmas movie to already watch on Christmas Eve. We're trying to be quite planned. I think that's our key, is let's be planned. Let's have an idea on Christmas Eve of what we want to do. Let's have an idea of what Christmas Day looks like. Do a walk, because you can still do a walk after a big fat roast.
What's your film? Which film are you going to watch?
We're going to do The New Little Women on Christmas Eve.
What's that? So not a Christmas film.
It's not really, is it?
But... Yeah, sorry, I know. Sorry, yeah. I thought you meant a Christmas film. I was thinking, hang on. But yeah, no, right. Okay, so you're not.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we've watched all the Christmas films already this year, because we've all been on some form of lockdown.
Have you watched The Grinch?
No. Well, you haven't watched them all. Jim Carrey.
Oh, you're not? Oh, okay.
I find him a bit much.
No, fair enough.
So,
Chris, so, it reminded me, you said about you were making ice cream. I think that's another thing in my kind of not trying to make it the same is we're trying to mix it up a bit with like what we have. I mean, don't get me wrong, we're still having the turkey dinner. Some things are sacred.
It's not weird.
But like, I'm going to, for the first time ever, I'm going to try and make a tiramisu because I love tiramisu.
I've never made one.
Well, I just thought, you know what? I've got this time. Why not? So, you know, trying and making things.
The hard thing about tiramisu is finding the lady fingers that you line the bowl with. They're quite hard to buy now.
Well, I'll send Dad out for it. So she'll be
fine. I knew that was coming. I could have predicted that, Marcus.
You've got an open goal is there to, you've got to finish it, haven't you? I reckon tiramisu is quite difficult to make and it could end up being a sort of a mushy mess. However, if you got it right,
now 2020.
It would be very fitting. But if you got it right, it would be very satisfying. And I back you to get it right, Sarah.
Thanks, Marcus. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, please do. I find that Christmas is a time where I eat an awful lot of crisps.
Oh, I love a crisps.
Ooh, yeah.
I had some sweet chili and sour cream kettle crisps.
Ooh, hello.
And I tell you something, I'm going to eat a lot of them. If someone said to me, you they're the only crisps that you'll eat for the rest of your life, I'd be like, yeah, fine.
You'd be okay with it.
I mean, it'd be a bit of an odd situation. I don't know who would tell me that and why it would
it's
be actioned.
It's the one condition.
Yeah, and what kind of jollies someone would get from me just eating one particular brand and flavour of crisps. But the point still stands that they are absolutely magnificent. So I would...
Crisps are my kryptonite. I could honestly eat them so much.
Sweet chili and sour cream kettle. They're actually called kettle chips, which is odd because they're an English brand. We call crisps and American calls them. America, they call them chips, don't they? But they're actually technically called kettle chips. But sweet chili and sour cream, magnificent.
Last year, Tesco's brought out turkey and stuffing balls. They're crisps. They were like puff. You know, like Wotsits are like puffed wheat or something.
Yeah.
They were so Moorish. Like, I definitely felt sick eating a whole bag of those.
But they started getting silly last year. There was like Prosecco flavour crisps at Christmas. And I was guys, come on. I tried gin and tonic flavour crisps. Rank.
That's an abomination.
Yeah, just stick to the classics.
Yeah, like Drambuie crisps. Stick to them. Sarah, what have our good listeners, have any of them volunteered what they are
they
going
have.
To do, how they're going to navigate Christmas 2020?
They have. There was actually some lovely answers, apart from he was very apologetic, but Josh did say that he was in Australia, so he'll just be having a lovely time. So thanks for that, Josh. I hope you have a nice time.
Yeah.
But we're all quite jealous. But there was one really lovely message from Ray Taylor. Said we'll be video calling family and we'll be checking in on our elderly neighbours to make sure they're okay. I like that.
That's nice.
You know, community spirit.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not panic buying anything. There's plenty to go around.
Yeah, very good.
If there's no panic buying.
Yeah,
got a lot of time for that. Owen Mayers has managed to make it home from uni, thankfully.
Oh, well done, Owen.
Okay. Well done, Owen. It was all, you know, all legit.
All legit, that's fine.
That's what we like to hear. And he says, so he'll be with his mum and sister. Our plan is to huddle up by the fire, make some homemade profiteroles and watch Klaus on Netflix.
Marvellous. I've never seen Klaus, but all power to you, Owen.
A lot of recommendations for it. Yeah, Owen. Yeah. He says that's the way to go. And then one which I really liked, Elise Gutierrez, fellow Welsh woman. Mm-hmm. Which is what we like to see.
Fingers in your tiramisu.
Look, you stay away from my tiramisu, okay? She was saying that normally for them, Boxing Day is like the big day where they see family and see people, and whereas Christmas Day is the quiet one. So they're going to switch them around. They're going to do their Boxing Day stuff on Christmas Day, and the other way around, which I thought was quite a smart way of doing it. But other than that, it was just lots of people saying they're going to be, you know, Zooming people, checking in on people. Hannah said, spending quality time with my cat, watching football, telling people how much I love them.
Love that. Definitely watching a lot of football, Hannah. That's a great shout. There is a lot. I mean, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, there is none televised, I believe. But yeah, there's going to be plenty on Boxing Day and all the other days in the festive period. So that's definitely something to do, isn't it, Chris?
It is. I had a message from Simon Elliott saying that this Christmas he was going to, let me just read it, practice gratitude and thankfulness, both internally counting blessings and also outwardly thanking as many people as possible for what they are doing, like the delivery men, delivery drivers and ladies, and bin men and ladies, and post men and ladies, and supermarket staff. And he said he's also trying to avoid kicking my family out of the house too soon, ? So thanks for that, Simon.
That's very good.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Oh, blimey, yeah. I'm going to be hiring a private jet and flying around all of Europe just to annoy the leaders. That's what I'm going to do. I'll do what I like.
I'll be traveling to every tier 4 area I can, crossing every border I can.
I'm going to stick on a mask of Dominic Cummings and go and test my eyesight as much as I want. Because that's how you get away with it. No, it's not. Don't do it.
That's it. No bitterness on this podcast whatsoever.
I got a bit obsessed with watching lots of church services on YouTube. That helps me feel more Christmassy because obviously you can't go to the big carol concerts and candlelight by carols and things like that. So I would recommend my own church, St. Peter's Broccoli. There's a obviously yours.
Lovely Love little plug.
It was exceptional. Yours was pretty fun. I watched that one, the St. Mary's London
St. Mary's London. We're getting ours in there too.
There's a big church in London called HTB. Their alternative carol service was quite fun, quite musical theatre. It just was a bit different. And I was like, oh, this does get me in the Christmas mood.
Yeah.
I'm still hearing carols. I'm sat here with my mulled wine and a mince pie. And I don't know, like, as you said, it's very different and you can't replicate what it's like. But it was really fun just to kind of like, oh, it is still Christmas. I can still enjoy it in a different way. And actually, some of them are exceptionally highly produced. Like, I was incredibly impressed with the production value as well. So it is a good watch. Even if you're not someone of faith, it will help you feel Christmassy this year.
Chris, what has church got to do with Christmas?
Yeah, a lot, really, Marcus.
A lot.
Although this year we decided, because we couldn't do a carol service, we did an immersive experience around our church. Ooh. And we hired like light tunnels and there was safe donkey rides for the kids. And we had some artists painting things and doing voiceovers.
That's so cool.
We were halfway through that when the announcement came. So we had to cancel the next day. A month of planning, all our creative people. It was fun. Like, and we really, the beautiful thing was meeting more people in the community and everybody was really thankful, actually, saying thanks for putting this on. And they're the people really that I care about, is the people in my community who are just, you know, looking for things to do with kids, a lot of them. Like, there really is a lot of people that feel like it's been 9 months of trying to entertain kids and they thought they'd get some help at Christmas and they're not. So my heart does go out to you guys as well.
Yeah, but absolutely.
We will get through it.
Mm. I should say that a couple of weeks ago, before London and the southeast of England went into this new tier 4 system, I managed to go to church to see the carol service, all socially distanced, masks on. It was all above board. And it genuinely was superb to go to somewhere that's another building that's not my flat. Do you know what I mean? it was such a novel thing. And of course, Sarah, my church, which is in central London, is heavily featured in the Christmas film Last Christmas with Emilia Clarke.
Oh, my goodness. Have you seen that film?
I've heard it's dreadful. I haven't watched it though.
Oh my! As you said, Marcus, it was so nice to see our church in there. But my goodness, I have got quite a high tolerance for like crappy rom-commy kind of stuff. Yeah. I have never seen anything quite that bad, but it's so bad that it is fun because you're just watching it. And also, it's actually very pretty and it is very Christmassy. So if you're in the market for a sort of what on earth is going on type film. Hmm. I'd recommend it, actually.
By the sounds of it, we need a bit of escapism. The best thing about it was of course, it was the church was done up with all these fantastic Christmas lights. This was, what, 2 Christmases ago?
Yeah, I think so.
And when they were filming, or 3, whenever it was. And the church was done up for the filming and over Christmas, but they didn't take the lights down for a while, that you know, obviously they were still filming, and then the Christmas period came. So we turned up to go to carol service, and we thought, oh my goodness, they've gone all out for us. this year. Oh, but of course, it was the lights for the film. It wasn't actually...
It looked outstanding. I remember seeing the pictures thinking, oh my gosh, because I got married at that church. Well, so did you, Marcus. And like, you know, you've seen it in different guises, but then to see it all lit up like that was like, that was incredible.
Oh, it was.
But yeah, it was a one-off.
Speaking of Christmas lights, I would say, if you have any spare fairy lights, get them up, because nothing feels as Christmassy as when you've got the fairy lights on, you know, curl up with a mince pie or a Bailey's or, you know, whatever. Anything covered in fairy lights just improves them. Improves them so
That's
much.
True.
Yeah, no, that, recommend that, that. That is good. But, I mean, I suppose we've mentioned Last Christmas. What about some film recommendations? Hot off the heels of our podcast where we talked about which films disappointed us.
Yeah. I'm a TV series that I'm currently going through. This is just there for anybody who wants to get a new TV series. It's called The Americans on Amazon Prime, and it's about Russian spies in America, and in the 60s, I think it is. It's not really, but it's quite, it's not brilliant, but it's one of those, you know, you have to watch the next episode. So I'm enjoying that one. But festive ones, I am gonna do Die Hard. I'm gonna go, and my wife's never seen it, so I said, okay, well, we're definitely doing Die Hard. I think that's scheduled for tomorrow night.
I wouldn't say it's strictly festive, but I'm going to say it can just sneak in there. A couple of days ago, I watched Happy Feet.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
seen it. I've not seen it.
I think it's got penguins, so I think we can say it's
got
festive.
Snow.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. So good. Thoroughly recommend. I don't generally like watching children's films, but honestly, loved it.
Are penguins festive? I mean, I appreciate they hang out in cold climates.
Penguins,
generally.
snow, Christmas.
Yeah, it's like there's one... One layer not, removed, isn't it?
Not for our Australian brothers and sisters.
True. Apologies.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't, because they're not in lockdown. They're having a lovely time, according
actually,
to
our Actually,
yeah. Listener. Yeah.
Sodom. Well, I think this year, ladies and gentlemen, for a lot of us, not all of us, but for a lot of us, it's batten down the hatches, get the films and the tiramisu on, and we'll come back stronger in 2021.
Yes, we will.
Hopefully, yeah, we'll get hopefully. It.
Indeed. Well, yeah, genuinely, thank you very much for listening to this show of this podcast, Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers. Do find us on social media at AQQAPod. We will be taking a few weeks off now. We will be back in January. you know, so that will be the last you hear of us in 2020, we promise.
Unless there's another announcement.
Yeah.
Unless you're really unlucky, there'll be another one.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. But thank you very much for listening. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks, Marcus.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks, good people. We hope you have the best Christmas possible, considering the circumstances. Have a lovely one, and good luck.